This is the Extended Cut, powered by Vodacom.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecheleza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Atlase na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheleza Madiba's Radio.
Oredije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
What it do, peoples? It's your girl is back in studio.
What's in the building?
None other than Ethel and the beautiful Iman. Come on now, give us a little bit of applause, Miss Pateka.
Listen, we are back in the studio for this extended cut. We aren't here to play.
Yay! Come on now.
This is how I want to be woken up. Like in the morning, I just get woken up to claps. Like a round of applause for just living, for existing.
Imagine,
you know, just imagine. a one-two.
But quick question. Uh-huh. If you to start a YouTube channel, like, mm-hmm. what would your intro be like?
Actually, I'm gonna go generic because you know that era of YouTube back in the day where mm-hmm. everyone like, hi guys, my name is Iman. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and click that notification bell if you wanna stay a part of the community.
Yay. Okay.
So that's, I feel like that it would be my intro. Yours?
Yeah. Hesh. You know what? I don't have like my own one, but there's this YouTuber uh-huh. called Zilliweezy.
Oh, yes,
Zilliweezy.
Oh, that's a little bit controversial, lady.
Oh, yes. No, but I want to speak on his intro.
It's so fast.
Oh, we're doing it. I couldn't say the actual words, but you know what he says at the end.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's such a cool intro.
It's very like, I think it's different. Like it's loud. Yeah. It's everything. Yeah.
Like if I were to have an intro, I definitely want it to be something like that. You know what I mean?
I get you. I get you. I mean? But of course, we're on the extended cut. So this is our intro for the extended cut. And I hope you're here to stay. Don't forget, take out the pins, take out the notes, because we're going to be giving you some good music and plugs of things that's happening in and around the city and the campus. Okay.
You know what we mean about moving on to other things. We have got our darling Vodacom to speak about. So, of course, you know how we do it each week. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to know, like, what music has been getting you going.
Yeah.
What new artists are you about to plug us with? You know, I don't know if you got new artists, ma'am.
Actually, I do not have a new artist this week. Do I? I feel like I do.
Really?
Okay, no. Play us our Vodacom listeners VN, and then I'm going to find on my playlist. I feel like, actually, very controversial. I do have one, but...
Really?
Okay, let me not say controversial. To me, like, it's against my listening ears preference.
Yay.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like, my ears are golden, guys. Yay. My ears have a certain standard of things that they listen to. So, I just went against it a bit. And I was enjoying a particular artist, but we'll talk about it. So play.
We'll talk about it. So we obviously have Luz Andre that she's going to tell us what music's been getting her going during this week. And you know, let's hear what she says.
Songs that have kept me going during this week have been Sunset by Majid Jordan, Dancing by Black Party, and Stay True by Mariba.
Not bad. You know what I've been noticing? There's a trend of people just like listening to Majid Jordan. I think he's really picking up in terms of popularity of his music. Mm. I mean, his music is golden.
Yeah.
But you know, I think our last show together, someone had also mentioned Majid Jordan.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Personally, for me, I haven't actually given him the time to literally just be like, actually, let me listen to Majid. So I am putting that on my playlist. I hope you are too as you're listening to the show. I'm going to definitely put him on my playlist, mostly because, I don't know, I have a tendency of, like, I'll listen to a song or it comes on shuffle, but I won't actually take the time to go listen to
it.
Unless it piques that interest, you know. So right now, today, Luz Andre.
I am doing that.
I'm doing it.
I promise you.
This is my promise to you.
Yeah.
If I don't come back with a progress report.
Ish. Please hold her accountable for that. Hold her accountable.
Be like, you
her
know,
words, not mine.
Do you know when parents are just like, where's the report? Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not going we're to gonna spur be if I don't get that report.
Exactly. 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 I think for me, when it comes to music, mm-hmm. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but I don't essentially, you know, that thing where like a certain artist released an album and then people are like, okay, I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to have like a listening session and listen to their whole album mm-hmm. and things like that. I think I've only ever done that for Ira Starr's 21 album.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's the one album where I did that. And of course, well, because Iman forced me to listen to the Justin Bieber album. The recent one. Yeah. I think those are the only two albums that I've essentially... Oh, did you actually enjoy it? The Givian one. I'm lying. Yo,
yeah. Did you actually enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good, honestly. It was good. Let me plug you. I've been plugged, so I'm going to plug you too. So if you haven't listened to that, please go have a listen.
Thank you.
But essentially... So for me, it's like when I listen to it, when I hear a song playing mm-hmm. someone, I'm like, oh my gosh, like this song is so nice. Then I'll Shazam it.
All right.
You know, and then add it to my playlist, essentially. And that's how like my music essentially grows mm-hmm. in my playlist. I never have like these random things where I'm like, let me just pick, because you know how like I don't know if Spotify does the same thing, but where it curates like a very playlist, random playlist for you with probably artists that you've never listened to before with random music and things like that. It's very rare for me to choose those playlists, but sometimes they actually bang because they watch your algorithm.
And personally for me, this is why I always say, don't pass the ox to me, okay? Because one moment, we are Sister Bettina.
Dun, 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 in the meantime.
And then I'm just like, and I will always love you. And then I'm like, we're because now I'm playing trap playlist.
Of course.
Okay. And then I'm on some Nicki Minaj and I'm like, and then I'm back to Beyonce. I'm like, get it, I'm hitting them Blue Ivy moves. And then I'm listening to country music. I don't know how I got to country. And then I'm on Afro beats and I'm just like, every other day I organize. And then I'm on my piano. And I'm just like, I'm hitting the moves in the studio like No, you see, like it's crazy.
Hey, but you'll be taking people through a musical roller coaster.
Very much so. But you know what? Talking about music, talking about South Africa, just talking about heritage, because it's Heritage Month, okay? The culture, the all entire aspects, or the whole entire aspect of just being who you are, where you come from, being proud of your background. Mm. I mean, it was Women's Month last month. We're celebrating women every month.
Yay.
But this month, every day. But this month is Heritage Month. Yes. And I wanted to start us off with one particular song. And I think it's very popular within the general African population. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're in the UK, you would know this one. If you're in Australia, you should know this one. If you are in Brazil, you should know this one, okay? You're from Africa, but you know you've moved to those areas. You should know this one. Come on now. Mama B. I hope you know this one.
No, it's... of course. I will. Who doesn't know that?
I told you.
I'm a true African.
Right?
True African queen right here.
I will. Bulindela. That is literally one way to open it up. Open the doors. Open the streets. Open everything, okay?
No,
open the
true. Like, I am so excited because I think during Heritage Month, it's so exciting
you
know, how we can all, like, enjoy each other's cultures, learn about each other's cultures, come together as a community. And, you know, it's so crazy because some of the things that come up during Heritage Month, you're like, I didn't know that.
Actually, you know, talking about... you know, things that you didn't know, but I now want to put it into the musical aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any African or just African songs that you thought were maybe Zimbabwean songs or just specific? Because I saw this trend on TikTok, mm-hmm. right? Where there was the, I wish I downloaded the song, but it's this song by one South African DJ.
Yeah.
But apparently it's also very popular in Ghana. Really? And Ghanaians think it's their song and it originated in Ghana. Or any songs that you never thought, like, South Africans would probably know. Because Ethel is Zim. Like, in case you guys didn't know.
I'm around. Zimbabwean queen.
Okay. Post the child. Okay. Post the girl. And I'm half, close to half Nigerian. So half South African, half Nigerian. Mm-hmm.
You see how we provide you with diversity flavors. On this show. We've got flavor.
We have
flavor.
You want beef?
You want tomato? You want chicken?
You want just beef?
You want lean mince?
Yeah.
Yes. Which type of mince do you want?
I got you.
All of it. I got all of it.
You want biltong? What do you want? Biltong? You want chocolate? Vanilla?
You want
red velvet?
You want salmon?
Come on.
You want prawns?
We got everything.
You want mussels? Come on now. Come on now.
I can't take it.
Come on now.
I swear, people listening to this would be so confused. Like, how did we go from music to... Now we're talking about cake.
If there's anything you need to do when you're on the extended cut or when you are an extended cut listener...
Okay.
You need to be on par.
Literally.
Yeah. We move.
We move fast.
Very fast thinkers.
And I think it's also that thing of, like, this type of podcast or this podcast is literally for you to just relax, to chill.
Yeah,
in fact, remove two brain cells.
Imagine.
Just for you to relax.
On a late Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Do you want me to be coming there and telling you, what are your study points? Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Do you really want me to be telling you those things? Or you want me to be like, where the vibes at?
Where the vibes at, girl?
What are we doing tonight? What are we doing tomorrow?
Exactly. But actually, talking about where the vibes are at, it has been recess. We've been relaxing. We've been having the time of our life. What have you been doing so far this recess?
Oh, my goodness. I think, for me, recess in second semester isn't really recess, to be honest. Because there's a lot of work to get done. It's crazy how, just before you go on recess, lecturers bombard you with assignments, with quizzes, with whatever, and then they say it's due the first day,
the first week,
that day when recess
starts
ends.
Then
they say everything is due.
Exactly.
So essentially, they're literally saying you need to be working over. Oh, granted that's what recess is for.
Yeah, catching up. Catching up.
But when am I catching up if I'm doing assignments? When am I catching up if I'm doing projects? Come on now,
guys. I long said this.
Come on.
This type of recess is find a miracle recess, okay? It is not I'm trying to relax, I'm trying to see my friends. In fact, when you see your friends with that thing in the back of your mind, like I got an assignment
that I need to go catch up.
I need to go do this and this and that. But actually, we didn't actually finish up our conversation earlier. I did ask a song that you thought that particularly originated from maybe Zim or just any South African song that you heard and you're like, what? I don't know, South Africans actually flow with us. I mean, music is universal, but
just something
that you're like, what?
I'm trying to think, like, is there a song in particular? Probably not. But what I will say is there's some songs that I'll listen to, certain South African songs that I'll listen to, and I'm like, this man is speaking Shona.
Oh, this woman is speaking Shona.
And I'm like,
Shasha. Shasha is Zim, but like it would just be like, wow.
Where is this coming from? Yeah. Like, where is this coming from? So sometimes it like gets me off guard. I'm like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, this is so interesting. So I don't think I have a song in particular, but that always gets me where I'm like, this is so cool. I never thought.
I think for me, I don't have a song. As I mentioned earlier, it was that Ghanaian song. I actually wish I had it to play for the listeners. But I remember the era when Afrobeats became a thing in South Africa.
You're about to embarrass me.
It was hey, Davido was going crazy. Okay.
No, the Burna Boy era.
Also, I don't know if you remember that song. I think it's by Mr. Flavor.
Really?
Ashao.
Sing.
The Apoloba. It's Nigerian song.
I know it's Nigerian and I know it's by Flavor, but what It's the same song's name, Ashao.
Yeah, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, it's Ashao. I think it is.
Is it Ashao?
It should be Ashao.
I thought it was called Sawale.
It's definitely not Sawale. I remember that song. My cousins were singing that song.
It had a time. Let's be honest.
I think it went global. National. Let me not say global, but like national. But I know with that song, I only learned 2 years ago, actually, that, and I think this happens a lot when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
You realize at a young age, you were singing everything, not knowing the actual meaning. Because Ashao, it's Ashao by Flavor. Because Ashao actually means prostitute. So. Thank you.
Guys.
They were letting kids sing that song. And obviously, as South Africans, we don't know the language. We don't know that. So
of
we're just singing.
I'm just singing. Sebi
sawale le.
Sawa, sawa, sawale. Sawa, sawa, sawale.
Aish. My baby.
Baby sale.
My baby.
Baby sale.
It was a track, though.
I know it was. Like, singing this made me think of, it's the remix, the remix, Akon, P-Square, Mr. Maydee, Conflict. Is it Conflict or something? Convict music.
I'm going to just look down at my phone.
Okay.
Pretend I know this one.
Okay.
And, moving along.
Yeah. But yeah, the girl had asked me what I did over recently.
Yes.
So besides work, essentially, I, just took time to myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm being very intentional about, like, spoiling myself.
Oh, I love that.
You know? Because I feel like sometimes I just deprive myself so much. And I'm asking myself, like, why?
Totally.
Why?
Totally.
So, like, I just wanted to be, like, this past recess, I was just very intentional with that. You know, did a little road trip with the girl.
Okay.
Little Jeffrey's road trip, which was fire.
Needed.
I'll tell you that.
Very much needed.
That's story time for another day.
Okay.
That is definitely story time for another day.
Stays in Vegas.
Oh, that is so crazy because we literally says what happened in Jeffries
stays in Jeffries.
Period.
Oh my!
But yeah, that's basically what I did over recess. Mm-hmm. What did you do over recess?
Listen, it was a whole lot of.
Before we even get into it, let's talk about how she abandoned me the first 4 days of recess. Let's talk about that.
Was it my fault, ma'am?
Let's talk about that.
I had to go home.
I got attachment issues. And she knows this. And she decides to leave me.
You gotta go. Well, she left me for 2 days. I just finished up, the other two, at least I'm just going home. You went on a whole entire road trip. Like, you went to have fun.
You were in my heart.
You were in my heart, my mind, my eyes.
I had you in my heart 24/7. But yeah, what did you do?
Oh, resting.
Yeah.
Seeing the fam is always great. Mm-hmm. But honestly, for me, like, whenever I get home, I think my mom knows this, my brother knows this.
Mm-hmm.
It's my opportunity to just rest. And just, really stay calm, breathe. I feel like I always say, P is my working city. It's crazy because I've turned my hobby into a job and I've now got another job.
Yeah. Applause, please. Applause.
Okay. Wait. Let me go find that.
In fact, girlies are up.
Literally,
we're working girlies.
And my brother literally said to me, you're working harder than a Mexican.
Working harder than what?
He said, you're working harder than a Mexican. And I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm not even going to, which brother I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And also, I hope that was not taken as anything offensive. So I will put it out there that it was just banter. Just banter.
It's just some dark humor.
Just banter. But like, yeah. So he said that to me and I was like, sir. Because literally, I get it. Because it's like, you don't need to work this hard, child. But I'm like, I'm always on the hustle, guys.
Yeah, the girlies are up, guys. The girlies are up. Love it.
Standing
Please up. Tell her she needs to take me out on a date.
Let's talk about how you have a job. So first take me out on a date, then I'll take you out on a date.
She needs to take me out on a date. I need to feel loved and spoiled.
In fact, we need to take each other out on a date. And yeah. then, like, I pay your bill, you pay my bill.
Yeah. type of vibe. Even though that'd actually it's
basically
be cute.
us taking ourselves out. But you know what?
Yeah. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
That is on the calendar. That is on
definitely
the calendar.
Down on the
but yeah, that was recess. We hope that your recess was great. Yeah. Was amazing. Or you at least tried to make it amazing.
Tried to reconnect with family.
Yeah. Maybe whatever the case was, whether you were with your partner or you're with family or you're with friends, hope you made the most. Or you're with the books, you know? Or you were on your own, which is also okay.
Exactly. But also, maybe try and explore around campus if you need to. Mm-hmm. And of course, reconnect, recharge socially with family. Mm-hmm. Hustle around. Like, I'm always for the hustle. So pick up a job. Check on the NMU Facebook campus market for jobs. Or even do some really crucial things in terms of like networking and building your skills. I say this because I know a lot of people are like in their final years or in their third years. Yeah. And so you need to apply to places. So I think this is the perfect time to actually organize, update your CV or LinkedIn, apply for internships, volunteer work, and learnerships. Those are really, really important. Because I think sometimes during the term, we sit and we're just like, oh, I don't have the time. I'm studying. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect time to do all of that. So I also want to update my portfolio so that that you guys will see soon. Go check it out on Instagram.
Right.
Go and check it out on Instagram. But okay, like we did say, it is a perfect time to really reflect on our backgrounds, heritage. But I want us to do a very, very, very quick one. It's a this or that heritage edition.
All right.
Would you like to take it for us or should I do it, girl? I think, I play the game the last time?
Let's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so whoever wins what? Whoever wins.
Okay, whoever wins does the this or that, and then whoever
loses answering. Or whoever wins is answering.
Yeah, whoever wins is answering.
Okay, whoever wins is answering, and then whoever loses is asking the this or that. Hey, don't be confused. We're women in STEM. Why? Don't do this. Okay, I'm going to make the decision for you.
Make the decision.
Whoever wins.
I have decision fatigue at the moment.
Whoever wins answers the questions.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so come.
Okay, so I must lose on purpose. I'm
so
joking. Whoever loses answers the questions.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah. No, three times. Come on now. Ewe.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ah, she cheated.
I don't like the shoot. I don't like the shoot. Okay, good. Let's go. One.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I won. But I, Ethel, in quotes, won.
Did you really win? Or did you anticipate?
Anyways, come on. I don't want you to think.
Okay.
I just want you to answer.
Okay.
Quick.
Okay.
Traditional white wedding.
Traditional.
You are thinking.
Aibo.
You are thinking.
Okay, start from the beginning.
I
feel like we need to have like a timer.
Just answer. No, something timer.
To create, the vibe. Create the ambiance.
You need to answer in a split.
Welcome to Minute to Win It.
Split second. Yeah, okay. Second to win it.
Okay.
Split second to win it.
Split second to win it. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Traditional white wedding.
White wedding.
Pop.
Yeah,
wait.
Even the I. The person asking me the question.
Wait. Okay, let's start again.
One, two, three, go.
Traditional white wedding.
White wedding.
Papa Chakalaka or Bunny Chow?
Bunny Chow.
Represent your culture with fashion or with food?
Fashion.
Wear full traditional attire to campus or go barefoot to honor
full,
the ancestors.
Full at the traditional.
Spill your plate of braai meat or drop the pop in front of the whole family?
Pop the whole family.
Be corrected mid-speech by your granny or mispronounce your clan name at a family gathering?
Be corrected by my gran.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, that wasn't bad. Well, repeat that other one. Because the thing is, you also said it very fast.
Be corrected mid-speech by your granny or mispronounce your clan name at a family gathering.
Yeah, either or would be embarrassing. So, gran, rather correcting me.
Yeah. Mid-speech.
Hey, but mid-speech, nyan. Like, what would she be correcting me on? Like, ha, anaka, yo, I actually...
Imagine.
Clan name would make so much sense.
Okay, so I'm still going to answer these questions as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you reasons because I want to.
All
right,
girl.
Right? Traditional white wedding. definitely white wedding girly.
I don't know. I'd do both.
Yeah, definitely going to do both. Mm-hmm. But if I was forced to choose,
I'd go white wedding for sure.
Pap and Chakalaka or Bunny Child? Definitely Pap and Chakalaka for me.
I'm not
me.
A Pap fan. So
I love Pap. I could eat Pap every
I'm
day.
Closer.
So,
closer
yeah.
I'm not going to speak for the whole community, but it's the stereotype is there. We fall for the stereotype.
So I can eat Sadza. Oh, we call it, that's the other thing. We call it Sadza.
Imagine, I can week eat, in, week out.
I can eat Sadza Monday, Tuesday, I'm telling Wednesday, you, Ethel, Thursday, Friday,
Ethel
Saturday,
can literally,
Sunday.
I can buy a whole, let's say 5 kg or 3 kg
and
of,
finish it for us.
And she'll finish it for me, or it will just sit there. Because I have it like once every 2 months,
you know,
once a month.
Every
like
2 months
it's,
or something.
And once a month for umphokoqo, guys. Yes.
Hey, but she loves umphokoqo.
So good.
I don't get the hype. Mm-mm. But she loves umphokoqo. But moving on, represent your culture with fashion or with food?
Fashion.
I think, yeah, you definitely go
fashion.
Yeah,
I do it all the time also. Heritage Month.
I'd go with
African
food,
Day.
Definitely. Wear full traditional attire to campus or go barefoot to honor the ancestors. Definitely wear full traditional attire to campus because you're never catching me on campus walking barefoot. Like,
bro.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Having my 10 toes out.
On campus.
On campus? No. Come on.
Okay. Spill your plates of dry meat or drop the pap in front of the whole family. Drop that pap. I said drop it. Drop it down low.
You know, imagine losing my dry meat. Yeah.
For real. Do you know dry meat? You know when you drop, just even when you drop a boris on the floor.
Oh my God.
Just like, yes.
My heart literally splits in half.
Literally.
No ways.
Be correct. Okay, we did the be corrected mid-speech.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm going to mispronounce.
But last week, the girls also spoke about the food that they've tried in terms of, like, traditional food. They spoke about mopane worms.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried mopane worms?
Yes, I have.
How did it taste? I saw it. I said no.
Do you know what? They're good. I'm not going to say they're good or bad.
Okay.
Like, I eat them. Like, I like them fried.
Wait, you eat mopane worms?
Yeah.
Like, is that part of your...
Yeah, we do eat
wow.
mopane worms. Yeah.
Some people say it tastes like peanuts.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know what I would say it tastes like. I genuinely don't know. I can't even describe it. And I also haven't had mopane worms in the longest time.
Do they taste good?
Yeah, like they don't taste bad. They don't taste bad, but it's not something where I'll be like, "Oh my gosh,
I want mopane worms.
Okay, does that make sense? Okay. But like, they are a delicacy.
Okay.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. People. So for us, I guess there may be some people that eat it as like a delicacy or whatever. But like, I know like in my family, like for the most part, when we have mopane worms, it's like a snack.
Okay.
You know, where they're fried and then you have it as a snack. But like in Malawi, it's like. It's like proper meal.
Wow.
Yeah, they use it as like a proper meal. They stew it and have it with
pap. I think also in Limpopo they do that too. I think they do a lot of Venda. I think the Venda Tsonga, I couldn't be too sure, but I know Venda.
Yeah.
They do that. And then Mukhoru is, we call it ulusu. So basically tribe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's so good.
This was me like.
I'm sorry.
Have you seen those
the
videos
languages,
where,
yes.
where you're seeing the plus signs, the equal signs? That was my brain right now.
I'm like, I know what mokhuru is,
but like, huh? What is it again?
Yes, tribe.
Okay.
And then chicken feet?
Yes, tribe. We do have tribe. We love tribe. Love. You should, let me tell you something.
Let me
put you on. You should try the intestines.
Is that tribe?
It is tribe. But remember there's the skin.
No, but I know that one more.
Yeah, the intestines specifically. Try those, bride.
Bride.
I promise you. You'll be like, what?
Okay.
What?
Have you ever had a goat's brain? Do you know how good it tastes?
I've only had fish brain.
Really?
Yeah, not goat.
Okay.
Is it nice?
It's so good.
Really?
Like, so good. I have never tasted something so good in my life. I don't know how to explain how it tastes. I think it had a, I don't know, it tasted so, so good.
Do you know something weird that I think I've never had before, but I think it would taste nice? Frog legs?
Sus, no, Ethel. No. So when are you walking around looking at frogs and you're like, maybe you could look, like, you could actually be so delicious. You could be so delicious.
No, imagine, like, the legs, not like, don't imagine the body, the legs. Imagine them, like,
no.
Bride.
Mm-mm, no. Have you had, I've tasted an oxtail's tongue. Have you had that?
Yeah, of course I've had tongue before, yeah.
I'm trying to think of
tongue, something. Tongue, I hate seeing, like, the preparation.
Okay, yeah, true,
it. I hate, like, I just want to see it when it's, like, done, cut, so I can eat it.
I actually want to show you this other video. It's actually such a hilarious video.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a very quick... Okay. So basically, it's, I'm not going to play the full video, but. I got the
crab. No way.
So basically,
no way.
To explain this video, right, this guy is frying a burger, and then I think they like have big crabs in America, like lobsters and crabs, whatever, right? Yeah, it's a lobster. It says a lobster. And he's now cooking a steak, right? But then the lobster is actually holding
the
frying.
He's holding the
frying spoon. Yeah. And it's like, that's why the guy's like, I got my main dish, which is the lobster cooking my side dish.
That's mad. That's actually crazy. Mental.
That's actually pretty crazy.
Absolutely mental. But, you know, like, if you want to let us know, like, what sort of dish, like, I'm saying, I've never, but guys, I need somebody to message me and be like, I understand what you mean about the frog legs. Can somebody confirm what I'm saying? I've never had them before, but I genuinely think they taste really good. I think they taste like chicken.
I'm sure around the world it has.
Yeah,
I'm sure people
eat frog legs.
Who knows? They eat snails.
I feel
some people even drink blood.
Yeah.
There's like blood sausages out there. Like,
yeah, miss me there.
There's a lot out there in this world.
Miss me there. You're making me think of Twilight. Miss me there. Uh-huh. Drinking blood.
I think we're pushing it.
Yeah.
That's people's cultures.
True.
And then we also have, just to end it off, I need you to say something in your mother tongue. And then I have three tries to guess what it is. And then I'll say something, like a sentence.
All right.
Go easy on me. Go easy on me, baby. It even sounds like a rhyme.
Wait.
It sounds like a tongue twister.
Kana tapeza panapa, ndikuenda kumba.
Context, please.
Okay, I'm talking about what I'm going to do, essentially.
You're going to go pack your bags?
No.
Oh, you're going to... do an assignment?
No. Kana tapeza panapa, ndukuenda kumba. Kumba should sort of like be the one that sort of like hints you.
Kumba. You're going to go on a road trip with your friends?
No.
To Jeffrey's.
Kumba. I think those are five tries. <That's> Let me give her an easy one. Dinen Zara.
You hungry? She told me that one in first year. Didn't Zara, Ethel. Okay, I'm going to try one.
Yeah, but
actually, no.
What I did say was, when we're done here, I'm going to go home.
Wow. Kumba. Okay.
Kumba. Kumba's home.
Kumbaya, my love.
Yeah, Kumbaya.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Okay, but then
let me show you my
cosa. No, but unfortunately, the reason why this was unfair is because you've been in the Easter Cape for a good 4 years.
You should know.
You should be an expert right now. Okay, let me try and think of.
Minandia Teta.
And we actually need to do a 30 second.
Yeah, let's have a conversation.
Conversation, of course.
She says that like she doesn't like the way I speak.
It's not that I don't like it, it's funny.
Okay, come. Let's.
It's not that I don't like it, guys. I want to put the disclaimer there because, I mean, we all have to start somewhere. I mean, my course is not perfect, but it's the accent that comes with it. It's the funniest thing ever. Have you ever heard a. Like, I'm sure when we try and speak like Spanish or. You know, a French person trying to speak English?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how you sound.
That doesn't sound nice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you just bruised my feelings a little bit.
I would like to sincerely apologize. This is my statement. This is my media statement. I would like to sincerely apologize
Apologize before we cancel you.
Okay.
But anyways, yes, let's have a 30-second conversation. Let me show you guys what I can
do. Okay, but you need to first guess.
Okay, let me first guess a statement.
Okay. Do I even know what it means? Then yeah. There was this other song.
Never in your life have you ever got that much with me. Like, bro, how am I supposed to know what that is? Say it again.
I hope I'm even pronouncing
what?
It.
What? Say it again.
Right? Lendlela.
Lendlela.
Linguqoqotwane.
Linguqoqotwane.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even try.
So, igqirha lendlela nguqoqotwane. There we go. Agree.
What does it mean?
I'm trying to look for the research.
This is not. How can you ask me things you don't know yourself? That's not fair. Meh, you're disqualified.
This was a poem that we did in school. Like, what's a song? But I forgot.
Imagine she's asking me things that she doesn't know herself. What sort of. It's like a lecturer testing you on things they don't know. Like, come on now.
Chelsea, come on now.
Come on now.
Okay, wait. I'm going to find it.
Okay, whilst you're finding it, give me something else.
No, I want you to guess that one.
Iqesha, 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 lengendu,
lengutqo. I even sang it wrong, but iqesha, lengendu,
ongqotwane. Lengutqo.
Yes. But it's called the click song.
Yeah, because well.
Because there's so many clicks. But it's a traditional song. Also oral traditional song that was... What is this? Sung by Miriam McCavern.
Oh, of course. The one and only. Yes. The one and only.
And it was a very famous song. But yeah. But it's basically about dung beetle is the doctor of the road. That's basically what it means.
Okay.
That's okay. What the translation. But okay, let me give you something easy.
Think, my sister, think.
Ndiyakwagqirha ngomvulo.
What?
Ndiyakwagqirha ngomvulo.
I know you're speaking about Monday. And yourself. You're speaking about yourself and you're speaking about Monday.
Yes.
Say that again.
Ndiyakwagqirha ngomvulo.
What are you gonna do on Monday?
Think of someone sick.
Huh? Give me a hint.
Think of someone who's sick.
Someone who's sick. Who's sick?
Anyone. That's the hint. That's as far as I can go.
Say it again.
Ndiyakwagqirha ngomvulo.
You're going to the hospital on Monday.
Close, but not close enough.
You're going to the clinic on Monday.
Okay, but Vale. I mean, it could mean the same thing, because you'd... No, it doesn't. Never mind. There is a word for that. So, ndiyakwaqhaqha ngomvulo.
You're going to see the doctor on Monday.
Yes.
Yay!
That's a nice one. But I love this challenge because for me specifically, especially in presenting, someone had asked me, like, do you actually ever present
in your
mother tongue? And mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm more comfortable in my, you know, in English, like in speaking English. We use English very often, like in schools and writing and everything that we do. And also, the languages aren't similar. I mean, the languages aren't the same, but they're very similar. That's Xhosa and Zulu.
Yeah.
So I grew up speaking Zulu and I was very fluent at Zulu. I moved from Durban to East London and then I'd speak my version of this Nguni language because it's part of the Nguni languages, right? And of Zulu, right? So I'd speak Zulu and then the girls are speaking Xhosa, and when I speak Xhosa, they're like, no, but that's not how you say this word. Because what means this in this language means something different.
In another,
okay. No, but, and then I'd always get that, and then I got to a point where I was like, you know what, it's fine, I'll just speak English. So I didn't ever develop my Xhosa, although I'd speak Xhosa at home, but I never really developed it in school. Because I think it's very important to still speak it with your friends.
Yeah, true.
I got to high school and then the girls, majority of the black girls would speak Xhosa.
Yeah.
So now I had to now, it forced me to actually learn and speak Xhosa. Mm-hmm. Although I wasn't learning it the correct way, it was like very colloquial.
Mm-hmm.
And very, yeah, so that's how I ended up learning Xhosa.
Okay.
Well, I've always been speaking Xhosa at home, everything, but it's just like I spoke more, like I used it more in conversations. I was comfortable even just like coming out and be like, okay, this is me. But then now when it comes to presenting, I was like, well, stick to English if you don't want to say something wrong. You don't want to pronounce things, because there are still times where I'd speak Xhosa and I'm pronouncing things wrong.
Yes.
Like, this is... it is the word, but you're pronouncing it wrong. And the Xhosa language is dependent on how you pronounce words.
Yeah.
Because you can say one word and it can mean seven different other things.
Yeah.
So, for example, like, obulele.
Mm-hmm.
That means seven different things depending on the way that you say
it. I remember. They taught me this.
Yes.
What they said? Obulele. Obulele. Ubulele.
Yeah. Yay! You got that one. You got that one. You say it's so like there's, depending on your tone, the way your register, and the way you use it in a sentence can be different things.
No, I get that. I get that.
And so I'm trying that. And then last week, actually, NetBank was on campus at Kral. They were having a...
An activation,
and it was literally on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And on that very same day, the lady was like, okay, no, we'd like you to shoot a video with us. I was like, oh, great. You know me, I love the camera. Okay.
Yeah.
But in your mother tongue, I said, hold up.
Hold up.
I said, if you guys like the shot, I said, sure, let me try it. Let me challenge myself. And I said, if you guys like the shot, keep it. If you don't, vibes. But like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
That was the most difficult thing I have ever done. And I think it's also because I was overthinking it, because the whole time I was actually speaking in my mother tongue to them. And it was just like, when you get on camera, now you're shy. Like, but you've been speaking the whole time. So yeah, I love this. I love this challenge. Speak your mother tongue, guys. I advocated for it so much. If I were to have kids, it would be something that I would do. I would definitely teach my kids their mother tongue. I think it's so important to do that, because there's a trend now.
I really want my kids to be multilingual.
Yes, for sure.
Like, they're learning French whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Because... another thing that people don't really speak on, there's certain languages that are very important, especially if you are looking into like
traveling
abroad, traveling, even job offers in certain countries. Like, you find yourself where they're like, okay, well, this language is a requirement. And country where now you don't even know how to speak that language. So there's certain standard languages, like your French, usually Portuguese as well, Afrikaans as well is also part.
I think also having a very curious mind is so important.
Yes.
And instilling it in kids at an early age, because I promise you, majority of South Africans can speak more than one language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, standard in South Africa, majority of the people in South Africa can speak more than one language. And that's great, because it's also incorporated within our, like, educational system.
Yeah.
But it's even better if you're someone who lives in places like Gauteng, for example. You will know your home. Let's say my home language is Xhosa. You will know your home language. You will also then know English. Then, because they mostly speak Sotho, you learn those languages and
well.
Then it's Pitori if you live in Pretoria. Like, it's a whole mix of, you can know at least a good 5 languages, and then maybe the language that you decided to choose in class and for school, Afrikaans. Now you're already bagging in 5 languages. So it's great. It's amazing. And yeah, in terms of also just communication development, it's a great thing. I think people should invest in just learning a language.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But yarr.
That's how we ended off this week. Yarr. Getting it off on a serious note. But like, I think it's so important to like highlight those factors that, you know what, sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, no, that's sorry. That's very true. And I'm so excited for the next coming weeks.
Yeah.
You know, speaking about heritage and everything. And you know how we always have a heritage day.
For sure.
So, you know, be excited about that. Hopefully you're looking forward to it.
I am. I actually always say that's my favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah.
Because you get to dress up, get to try different cultures. One thing that is very prevalent around the NMU campus is the fact that we have weddings. I love that. Like, all the residents have weddings. I'm going to actually go scout in one of the residences. I'm going to go to phase 3. I hope they're listening. And be like, I want to be the wife this year.
I want to be the wife. So, no, yeah. I hear that.
But this is how we ended off the show. It was a great one. But before we close it off, Ethel, where can we find you, baby girl?
Of course, you can find me at Shania on Instagram, or you can simply just type in Ethel. You know, I'm unique like that.
Exactly.
And you'll find me right there. And yourself, ma'am?
Of course, on Instagram and on TikTok. Now I'm trying to build on there.
Yeah, she's trying. Go like the girls' please. Content. Don't be like me. I'm a ghost on
Iman Mkuteka, you can find me there, like on all of my socials.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the way we're going to end off this show. I want you to listen to this one and hype it up, okay? Come on.
All right. Sister Bettina.
Hey. Hey. Boom, 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 South African boom, national boom, anthem, man.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Give it.
Super solid.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, I'm ready to double shot it to us pitting a bang and everybody time. Hey. That's how we ended off on the Extended Cut. We'll see you next time. Signing out.
Bye.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this Senegada? Cause I've been at it since for the past 18. Yo,
this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say,
yo, what up? This is Quest at the Deck Off. I'm trying to get good. I'm at all the stars. I'm feeling all the hits. Yeah, I love you. This is Madiba's Radio.